The federal government this morning published proposed new regulations for the East Coast lobster and crab fisheries that aim to reduce the risk that endangered North Atlantic right whales will become entangled in trap lines. The proposed rules and an accompanying environmental impact statement total more than 300 pages, and here to help us wade through the issues is Fred Bever. Fred, the basic principle here is that the ropes lobstermen use to haul their traps can harm whales, right?
Yes, the whales can become entangled in the ropes and traps, which cut them, get embedded in their flesh, slow them down, and ultimately can kill them. Scientists say that entanglements and ship strikes have reduced the whales' numbers to fewer than 400 on the planet.
And conservationists have been suing for better protections.
Yes, earlier this year, a judge ruled that the National Marine Fisheries Service was violating the Endangered Species Act. That was by allowing trap pot fishing in regulated waters. He later gave the feds until May to enact new rules, and today's proposals are a major step towards actual changes on the water. The basic idea is to have less rope in the water, less often, and to make that rope weaker. The goal is to reduce entanglement risk by 60%, and the feds are proposing several alternatives. For now, I'll stick to what the agency calls its preferred alternative. The intention grabber is to close off large areas of the ocean to all trap rope fishing in season when whales are considered likely to be around. That includes expanding existing closures off of Massachusetts, where the whales have been congregating to feed in recent years.
But we haven't had any closures near Maine.
Not yet, but the feds now propose closing off 967 square miles of ocean, about 30 miles off of our coast, from October through the end of January each year. The feds say that depending on which exact month it is, there are about 45 boats that fish in that zone. Now, those lobstermen probably won't like this, nor would those who could find their own territory more crowded when those boats move in to new fishing areas near them.
What else is on the table?
Well, there's something called trawling up. That's when lobstermen attach more traps to each vertical line that they put in the water. That means fewer lines that whales might need to navigate.
And Maine lobstermen have been looking at this for some time, right?
Yeah, that's right, Nora. State regulators and lobstermen have been working hard this year to agree on trawling up and other measures that make sense to them. They include using weaker rope or installing weak links in the rope to make it easier for whales to break through, and better gear marking so that when a whale is found entangled, you can tell where that happened. It's been tough work because the tides and the terrain, the underwater terrain where Maine's 3,000-some-odd lobstermen drop their traps varies really widely off the coast, and many of the lobstermen are deeply worried that their safety and livelihoods will be put at risk, and angry because they don't accept that there is a real risk of whales swimming so close to Maine.
But they have been preparing for this.
Yeah, and the federal proposal does appear to be roughly in line with what the industry was expecting. I spoke to John Druin. He's a Cutler lobsterman who's been following the process closely and participating. He says even with the possible seasonal closure, at first blush, their proposals could have been worse, but he's not expecting a collective sigh of relief from the lobstering community.
I think there are going to be a lot of fishermen. They don't put a lot of faith in government anyways and the people that are regulating stuff. So when you get the announcements from the Fed, when stuff finally comes out, if we get mailings or something like that and the guys read them, yeah, there's going to be a lot of guys that are going to be shocked.
What about conservationists?
Good first step. Way late doesn't do nearly enough to avert the whale's extinction. Here's Erica Fuller of the Conservation Law Foundation.
We're concerned about the agency's reliance on weak rope. And we're concerned that it doesn't appear that they're going to take any emergency action before these measures are effective on the water. Unless I've just missed it, I don't see an implementation date, and it relies heavily on Mass and Maine implementing their own measures, which may have even a different implementation date.
And the conservationists are also complaining, Nora, that the rule is based on an outdated estimate of the whale's survival rate. Fuller says closures off Massachusetts should be bigger and longer than proposed, although, interestingly, she also wants to see more evidence that the proposed closure off Maine would have any effect at all.
So now a public comment clock starts ticking, right?
That's right. It ends on March 1st.
All right, reporter Fred Bever, thank you for reading this and going through it with us.
You're welcome, Maura. Thank you.